I, Densyung of El Sumit, testify in these writings what was and what is, what came to pass and what passes still, and dire truths not intended for human knowledge. What punishment awaits me for sharing this revelation, I dare not try to fathom. If you think this testament the scrawlings of a mere lunatic, then you are probably better off not believing. For I see no immediate good in curing mankind of its ignorance. On the other hand, some future reader may find a cause which I have overlooked. When this reality started, Vanden, the male spirit of heat and energy, met Vais, the female spirit of solid masses and gravity. Together they formed our solar system. Vanden possessed the sun, and Vais gathered up the many rocks and frozen waters floating in the black void. With these forces, they attempted 8 times to make a baby. 7 of the attempts were stillborn masses of dead rock and poisonous gases. Their only success was Pangaea, or, as we know her, Mother Earth. Vais adored her daughter and made a sphere of rock to live in so she could always be near her daughter. This sphere was the moon. Vanden had to stay in the sun to keep his daughter alive. If he drew her too close, she would burn and die. Too far away, and she would freeze to death. As Pangaea matured, Vanden saw that she was beautiful and fertile, and so he jilted Vais in favor of the daughter she had borne him. Impregnating Pangaea with his sun's rays, he created life with her. There were plants and small swimming things, and for a while Vanden was pleased with this. As time wore on, he created new living things from the old living things. And the new living things ate the old living things, and this too pleased Vanden for a while. Never fully satisfied, Vanden experimented with the creatures he had made with his daughters by breeding them, feeding them to each other, and making them fight each other for food, territory, and mating rights. Pangaea wept for every life that she bore, for they were mortal and driven to destroy one another just to survive long enough to breed. But Vanden told her that it was all for the good of cultivating the ultimate race of beings. This union and its incestuous results caused Vais of the Moon to grow bitter and vengeful. She looked on with hatred at the abomination wrought by her daughter and ex-mate's breeding. She threw an icy coat over her daughter in an attempt to quell all life upon her. The attack inadvertently was just what Vanden needed to test his newest creation, humans. As Vanden's rays kept these creatures alive through Vais's age of ice, humans adapted. They rose in intelligence. They learned to use tools and weapons. Tribes became clans, and clans became kingdoms. Vanden was pleased with humans and their potential to learn and build. He decided to teach them, to instruct them to act and to behave as proper creatures of a god. But lacking experience as a creator, he did not know exactly what they ought to learn. And so, he once again began to experiment. He would communicate with humans through visions and dreams. In one part of the world, he would teach one code of ethics to one group of people, and teach another group somewhere else an entirely different ideology. He would watch and see how the group would get on with the ethics they were assigned. Never fully satisfied, he created new religions and adapted old ones as time went by.